L'kavod harav. Is it possible for someone, chas v'shalom, to ruin someone's life by negative thoughts? A friend was struck by two very difficult issues, lo aleinu. I sometimes used to think that in spite of their not being so machbin in some things, the husband had lots of time to learn. There could have been a hint of jealousy, being that my situation is different. I really like them, and I never, chas v'shalom, wished for any harm. I don't think I dwelled on this. It just went through my head sometimes. I'm generally very concerned about people. I do fargin, and I definitely don't want to cause harm. I usually say the tefillah before Shema, which says nobody should be punished because of me. Would that prevent this? Distressed, depressed, anonymous from America. Anonymous, first of all, don't be so haughty to think that your negative thoughts could harm somebody else. And if you'll be a little bit more humble, then you'll realize that you didn't really have any bad intention, and probably nobody is going to be punished because of your slight jealousy and not bad intention, and therefore don't blame yourself for the other person's problems. Obviously, the Rabbanu Shem had a reason why he brought them on to that person and not because of you, and you should not be distressed or depressed. But you should work on yourself to have only good feelings about other people and be mekayim the mitzvah v'yahavta re'acha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, to want for other people and be happy with what they have, just as if you'd be happy if you had it, and want for them what you want for yourself, good things.